Promise of God. God has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he promised through his holy prophets long ago. Luke 1 verses 69 to 70. Threading through the Old Testament to prophecies and promises of the coming Messiah, who was chosen of God to be his special representative and anointed king. Many references and titles, names and offices describe this long-awaited Saviour. He was seed of the woman, Lion of Judah, Emmanuel, Messiah, Mediator and Man. He was the chief shepherd and faithful witness and the root and stem of David. He was servant and saviour, deliverer and king, for he was the horn of salvation. Every title traced a particular characteristic of the eternal Son and the perfect man. It was Zechariah of the line of Levi that uttered forth his stunning prophecy of Christ, the coming saviour, breaking God's 400-year-long prophetic silence. And for 9 amazing months, Zechariah waited in silence to tell forth the good news. The rebellious nation had disobeyed their long-suffering God, and Israel was under the yoke of the cruel Roman Empire. But God had not forgotten his chosen people. And filled with the Holy Spirit, Zechariah started to sing praises to the God of Israel, for the time had come for God himself to visit and redeem his people. Zechariah rejoiced that the promise made to their forefather Abraham was to be realized, and that they would be enabled to serve the Lord in freedom and without fear. For the seed of the woman would be manifested, and the Messiah of Israel would redeem his people. Emmanuel was to come. The Saviour was at the door, for God had raised up a horn of salvation for the house of his servant David, as prophets predicted so long ago. Without a doubt, this was a shout of victory, for the enemies of Israel were to be routed, and Israel was to be rescued from the hands of all that hate them. The walls of their enemies were to be broken asunder, as pictured in the walls of Jericho so long before. Zechariah rejoiced that God's promise to their father Abraham was to be realized, and his nation would be enabled to serve the Lord in freedom and without fear. And what a joy it must have been to at last foretell that his own son would be the voice crying in the wilderness, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight." Oh, so much accompanied this prophetic utterance. Israel was to break free of their bondage. The accrued debt of the nation and individual people was to be cancelled. Israel was to be head of the nations and not the tail. A new day of hope was dawning. But Zechariah did not know of the glory of the cross, nor the mystery of the church. He was not party to all the plans of God for the horn of salvation, who was to die on a cross and be raised the third day. For he was given one piece of the prophetic puzzle. But Zechariah trusted God to fulfill his promises, to raise up a horn of salvation in the house of his servant David, to save his people from their enemies and from the hand of all who hate them, to show mercy promised to the fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, which he swore to Abraham, that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. And that day is coming very soon.